Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jay Styles from Oh Yeah, We Talk, and this is the warm-up edition. Happy Thanksgiving holidays. I hope your Thanksgiving was great. This is the part of the show where we have different topics from our warm-ups to kind of get our juice flowing. And so just sit back and relax and enjoy Oh Yeah, We Talk warm-up edition. All right, you ready? Let's go. All right, so we're back again. Oh Yeah, We Talk. J-Rod, Nick Newcomb. Kelly B, a.k.a. Breezy Easy, and V. Brown conversation piece. So, Jerry, you sent me this article last week, 2014. It's the first year ever with zero platinum certified records. And actually, when I read the first piece, man, I had to go back and Google, like, all 2014 albums. Like, I was like, man, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, ever. But what y'all think about the article?
I mean, it's not going to hold up because Taylor Swift's going to go platinum.
I was going to say that, too. But yeah, she is. She is.
But, I mean, it's not good. I mean,
it isn't.
I mean, nobody brought it. Nobody made me want to go out and buy their album. Nobody. Not this year. Nope.
To be fair, nobody really makes me want to go out and buy their album.
It's been a long time since I heard an album that I was like...
You got to be dead or recorded your shit on, like, analog or something like that.
I'm
not buying no new albums, really.
I actually, when I researched that, this is a list of albums that just came up. I didn't even type out all the other albums. Pharrell, and I would have thought Pharrell would have went platinum this year. Rick Ross, no. YG, no. Iggy, no. She's just got in the game. Now, Michael Jackson's Escape came out this year with a whole bunch of
unreleased
tracks.
Why is Mariah Carey, like, why would she even think that she was going platinum?
Yeah, she wouldn't.
It's just so hard, though.
The thing is, though, like, all right, so the Michael album was, like, 9 tracks. It was, like, the whole album was, like, 18 or 19 tracks or whatever. But they were 9 tracks, but it was, like, the same tracks. It was, like, the mic version and then, like, the mastered version. And, like, I will give you all those songs were good. Even Jeep is using one of them to sell Jeeps. I need a Jeep.
The one with JT, right?
Yeah, the one with JT. That made it on some pop radio stations. But overall, like, nobody has been... I don't know. We can't trust the whole album anymore.
Exactly.
Like, the last couple years has proven, like, a hit song does not make a good album.
And I was just telling Nick before you got here, I was telling Nick that I had just bought the T.I., the new Paperwork album, only because, the shit is right. It's good. It's a good album. And I really don't buy albums because it's like it's a waste of money if there's only 3 songs on the album that actually is good, you know? So I listened to the album 4 times. I was like, man, I'm going to go ahead and just buy this T.I. Paperwork because it's worth buying. And I just think artists... They look for just the biggest singles now because singles sell, and you can get the downloads, you can get the platinum from the single. So I think they look for it as to making just the actual single than albums, you know?
I would actually say it's the inverse of that, my bad. I would say it's the inverse. I'd say that artists start trying to make singles because, like, that's what people start buying. Like, the digital game has changed.
Well, I guess that's what I meant. I just meant, like, they look forward to making singles rather than making albums because singles sell. Because
singles sell, yeah.
Yeah, singles sell.
But it's not like people don't just want singles. Like, people want a whole good album if they can get one. But, I mean, if your label is telling you to push some, you know what I'm saying? Like, push a single.
And another, the article was saying, like, even though we was in the digital age or whatever, people still buy albums, man. I mean, I just think it has to be worth buying.
Yeah, people want a good product.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you don't put... I mean, nothing that's come out this year has, like, really blown me away. And so it's like, you know, if it's not worth, you know, spending the $10 on or $15 on, then it's like, yeah, there's no point in going out and buying it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah, people are more interested in the publicity, the showing their ass, beefing versus, like, focusing, getting in the studio and shutting down and making the music. Like, I feel like the digital age is a double-edged sword in so many different ways, not just the way that the fans can get to the music, but the way that these artists are, you know, just being perceived. Is like they just need to focus. And then I think that's one reason that we're not getting quality music, you know?
And then that too, and then just the timing. Like Taylor Swift's album come out Tuesday. If she would have went in February, I'm pretty sure her thing's going platinum.
Her thing's going platinum with
I even think Lil Wayne, because Lil Wayne's come out Tuesday too, right? Is it Tuesday?
I don't think so, really?
I think it got pushed. Huh? Really?
Yeah, it never got pushed back. Yeah. Anytime a rapper, I'm like, we'll see.
I even think if Lil Wayne went earlier, his would have went platinum this year.
I don't know.
You know, I think it's timing too, because there's only certain artists. I probably count a handful of artists on my hand that can go platinum within like 5 to 6 months.
Give us. It,
and to be honest with you, I even think this T.I. album, if he would have pushed this album, if it was like in February sometime, how good it is. Like, I think the T.I. album could have went platinum.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I think it's an exceptional album. Like, I love this album. I've listened to it 3 times straight through. I didn't even pretend to want to skip a song. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, I was literally thinking as I was listening to it the third time around, like, I don't think that the audience of music right now is like in T.I.'s favor. Like, T.I. even a couple years ago, he was like, yo, I'm gonna put an album out. It's going to be good, and no one's going to buy it. Mm. And he's like, that's going to tell me everything I need to know about the game right now. And I think he's going to be proven correct.
Yeah, I think there's only two artists that can come out, or two rappers, I should say, that could come out. Three. Okay, I'm contradicting myself. Drake, Eminem, and Jay-Z are the three that I think can drop an album, and just off of the name can go platinum.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar can't go platinum automatically?
I think
the album has to be good. Well, I don't think he could make an average album.
So the hype from Good Kid, Mad City is not enough to make this album go.
Yeah, but you gotta think, Nick.
I think it has to be good. Eminem's last album I don't think was that great, but it went platinum because of his name.
Okay.
I don't think he's at that point yet.
No,
I think if he makes a good album now, and it goes platinum, his third album has enough clout at that point. Yeah,
I would say his fourth. Yeah, I agree with Jared.
Really?
I just feel like he's not at that level yet. I mean, because he's still building the audience, he's still building the fan base. So
I think I would argue against that. I mean, I feel like Kendrick Lamar is well established throughout the world.
No, you can't be well established with one album.
That's not true. Look at 50 Cent.
But he's still,
I mean,
he still
Drake won the world. And we're in a more tape. Yeah. Like, you can do it. You can do it. But Kendrick is missing right now is like the younger white people audience.
Yeah,
like hip hop rides or dies for Kendrick right now.
I mean, Taylor Swift said she listened to Kendrick Lamar.
Yo, that's true.
She is the voice, and she is the voice of the high school white girl.
That's the biggest fucking cosign you can have in America right now.
No, I mean, honestly, Taylor Swift put Nicki Minaj on. Like, when she covered Super Bass, Nicki Minaj openly admits if Taylor Swift had never did a video of Super Bass, we don't know Nicki like we know her today. Right. Like, Taylor Swift is definitely a put on, and she's definitely a platinum selling artist because like she has the audience and the ear.
You know what I would say though, Jay? Yeah.
And I agree that Kendrick is going to use that, but like also his music has to appeal to them. And that's, I think, true. His new single I is exactly that.
That's a good step.
It's going to be.
That's why he made that record the way they rent it. That was strategy right there.
No, it was. It was strategy. That was strictly good strategy. And it was still funky, so like his fan base could like rock with it.
Exactly.
I think there's only the like three artists outside hip hop that can go platinum like no problem. I would say Taylor Swift.
There's so many artists. It's hard to
but like three like definite really? Like okay probably Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Katie Adele, Perry. Justin Timberlake, oh, yeah, Katy Perry. So I'd say those five.
Yeah, Adele definitely can go platinum.
Adele could probably go double platinum.
Yeah, she went double.
One of those artists that's like Sade, like she doesn't have to come out every year. She can come out every 10 years, and people are gonna look for her music. You know,
she makes some good music. Yeah,
yeah. There's just not that many. I mean, like, U2's album came out and it flopped, and they're one of the biggest bands ever. Yeah.
And they gave it away for free.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's just...
Nobody care about that shit.
I mean, those were the baby boomers from the 60s. We're in 2014 now.
Biggest bands ever.
Yeah. We're over them.
So back to Kendrick Lamar. I mean, you know how many people wear, like, Don't Kill My Vibe? You know how many people just say that shit?
Yeah, that shit was hot.
I still think
he said it before he made that damn song.
He still has ground to cover in, like, the pop game, though. That's what I think.
He does, yeah.
I think he's, like, he's conquered, like, the rap landscape.
Okay.
And he's made inroads into pop, but like Kelly said,
so you think,
like,
it's gonna take pop to make him go automatically platinum?
That's anyone. If you're not on a top, it's like station, you're not going.
It's like not true. Yeah, because it's not that's late true. 90s anymore where you could just make like, you know, hip hop centric
songs.
Like,
swimming pools wasn't enough to make him go pop.
That wasn't a pop song.
It wasn't a pop song, but neither was.
I'm not saying
neither was Adele shit. Neither was Rolling in the Deep.
I'm not saying like he has to make pop.
That was just some good R&B.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not saying he has jazz, to make pop like jazz. He doesn't have to be like Kid Ink.
That's the mainstream.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be like Kid Ink. So he just has to be like Outkast, where like he does his own thing and it gets popular.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Like, that should be his like template to look at.
I feel like he's gonna go platinum pretty easily in the next album.
I mean, he'll do it. It's just like it's the difference between him doing it in 6 months versus him doing it in a month.
Yeah,
because it's Good City, Mad City. Is that platinum?
Yeah.
Does it matter how long it takes you? As long as you make it.
Yeah, it matters. It matters because man, if you sell like 100 albums a year for how I don't know the math. What is that?
Within a year, if he does it within 6 months or if he does it in the whole 12 months, it doesn't matter. He still went platinum in a year.
Who is this?
I mean, if you go platinum in a year, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it doesn't matter if it happens in the first 2 weeks.
If it takes less than a calendar.
You know how hard it is to go. You know how hard it is to go gold. You know what I'm saying? So
there's a line. I'm glad you brought that up. There's a line, and of all people, Pitbull said it on a song 5 years ago, and it always stuck with me. He's like, "Gold is the new platinum, and platinum's the new diamond." And I remember at the time thinking, like, you know what? He's actually right. Yeah. And that was 2009.
Yeah.
And it's like now it's like it's so
it's hard to go gold.
Yeah. I think it's harder to get
because you got
to
think the average artist
took that Pitbull line up. Like 2009. You've been holding that in for
No, I'm gonna use this one day. No, it's just that line always stuck with me because I was just like, wow, like he's actually like that's a really good way to look at it. Like,
so what do you guys think that an artist could do to make money? Like, I mean, if times are changing, like, period.
Money. Yeah, they're just
The single game
revenues.
Is killing it. If anything, it's easier to make money off a single. Like, say you had a track, you ain't got to go through the hours of studio time. You ain't got to go through all the promotion. Yeah. You promote one
hot
song.
But shit, I'm about to get in the studio.
Like,
I just need one song. Fuck that.
There's just different revenues.
Actually, fiscally speaking, a single doesn't mean shit. Like, you know, Bobby
really
Shmurda just was on his, you know, Instagram talking about how he's not getting paid off of a single. Like, your deal still is all that matters. Like, if you're an indie artist and you have a single, that's money. If you're not an indie artist and you have a single, you just paid for someone's new yacht.
I mean, but your first single and a single are different things.
That's true. That's true, too.
So you got to look at it that way.
Because you can be like 50, I get money. And that shit went double platinum. Download that single.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I think it all depends on who you are.
And what's up with this Frozen soundtrack? Like, I keep hearing about this fucking Frozen shit, man.
So what I did,
I said, who is on this fucking sound? Why did this shit go three times platinum? You know
and
what
you listen to it and you still wonder why did it go three times?
Three times platinum. I mean, that's crazy.
It's Disney. That's
that movie's whack, right? Too,
that
by the way.
Is
I fell asleep on
joke.
It.
That's right.
Disney makes hits. But also, I'm a theater nerd or whatever. So, like, anyone that's ever, like, Rent or Wicked, you know, which are two of the biggest Broadway shows ever,
Rent's
are, you
another
know, we're
whack
looking
movie.
For it because Idina Menzel did the headlining song, Let It Go. And then, you know, Disney, bruh. Like,
I thought that was Demi Lovato.
Lovato did a cover, but that's also Disney, bruh. Mm. So, I mean, like, you're talking about Broadway heads that are going to buy the album because they
and
don't
And Disney
even
has hands in everything.
Yeah, they do.
And then you got Disney, so you got a bunch of little girls and little dudes that are going to buy it because they know Demi, you know?
I mean, you got Frozen winning Grammys. What category it was in at the last show when they won that Grammy over somebody? It was over...
Well, they won the Academy Award. Over Pharrell,
Was that what it was? It was a category for something that they won.
I was
that
so
year.
Over happy that I didn't even. I was like, I'm not even happy about this song anymore.
But you know, I don't know the digital world, man. I don't know.
Yeah, it's what it is. Worth noting though that 60 songs did singles went platinum this year. So
I'm pretty sure one was Bobby Shmurda.
Oh yeah, bro. Oh, when that song drops, I turn into a different person.
All right, so Iggy Azalea, she's back on Twitter with the Twitter beefs. Eminem, pretty much, he's coming out with the compilation 15, Shady 15. Mm-hmm. Is it tomorrow or Tuesday?
It's usually Tuesday, right?
Tuesday. And basically, he released a verse with Royce 5'9", basically saying, lyrically, basically, it was like, I guess, raping Iggy Azalea. So Iggy Azalea responded on Twitter. I don't know about you guys, but I just feel Iggy Azalea is really feeling herself right now, man. She feels like she has to really respond to everything. First, it was the white chick incident with Marlon Wayans. Snoop. And now she feels like she had to respond to this, man. What y'all take on this?
I don't know. What's he really saying? He's gonna rape her?
Actually, let me read the lyrics. It's
You're lucky just to follow my ride. If I let you run along the Humvee, unless you're Nikki, grab you by the wrist. Let's ski. So what's it gonna be? Put that shit away, Iggy. You gonna blow that rape whistle on me? I mean,
I'm not condoning rape threats or anything like that. But I don't think he was saying he's gonna rape her. I think he's saying she's a snitch, like something like that. That's how I got from it.
That's how I felt like. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably true. I mean, it's an interesting situation for me because I feel like on one level, I really don't care when Iggy Azalea talks. I'm trying so hard.
Actively ignore it.
Yeah. She tweeted something. Like, I have to get off the internet. But at the same time, like, I think I'm also over Eminem's just hella violent lyrics towards women. Just because, like, I mean, lyrically, he's untouchable, and I'm just like, you could talk about anything, and you can make it sound like fire, but all you talk about is, like, beating the shit out of women, and it's, like, wild that, like, that's, like, we talked about Eminem a while back or whatever, and how, like, if you listen to his first album, that shit's hella violent, the whole thing, and, he's, like, moved a little bit away from that, and so for him to, like, go back to that, like, one... I don't know, that one, like, violence against women thing. Like, that shit feels kind of weird.
You know what it is, too? It's like, I mean, because he's, like, in his 40s now. He's, like, it's like Adam Sandler's movies were funny when he's in his 20s, right? Mm-hmm. But now it's, like, you're in your 40s. Like, you know, you kind of need to grow up.
It's kind of, dude,
you're, like, 43 or something. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it's time to move on
maybe
to
he has
something
problems.
Else.
Like, I mean, that well, yeah, unresolved problems. From his younger years.
I mean, looking from at the Iggy side, though, like, it's such a not rapper-like response. Like, it's like, yeah. If you have a problem with it, like, then you have a voice, too. Make a song. Go back at him.
Exactly.
That's what...
You can't go against Eminem, first of all.
Well, you know what I... But that's, I mean, historically... But that's historically, like, what you do, that's you know? Someone
he
makes a diss
line. Battle against Eminem.
Can't,
and I feel like that's what kind of he was trying to...
Prove.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like everybody else that was coming at her was black. He's white and he's a rapper. He's like, okay, Iggy, I'm a white rapper. I'm saying something about you. Do something.
What are you gonna do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Iggy can't do anything. Like, Iggy is never gonna respond to anyone's.
Well, she responds. She just can't.
Like,
but not in, on,
be a hip-hop.
Not white.
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah,
not
yeah.
White.
Exactly. Never
she's never gonna rap back at something.
Lyrics
yeah.
About how someone else sucks. Like, I don't. I mean, like. She doesn't do that ever. Like, she just, yeah. She's got this cockiness in her songs, but she never calls anyone out.
No. Or goes at anybody.
Because she knows that, like, if it really.
She didn't write
out,
it.
She would leave.
Yes.
And that's. And you know what? And that's the thing with
Clifford
Iggy.
Clifford Harris is writing that.
That's the thing with Iggy. I feel like, you know, she's a part of this hip hop life, this culture, this lifestyle. Now, I just feel like she expects nothing to be said about her. Like, anything.
Like, you know, everything's just gonna be gravy.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, she even gets mad when critics talk about her album and shit. Like, I mean, like, who
I mean,
the,
I
like, who the fuck
too,
are you?
But
I mean, but you, I mean, but this is the,
you
this
shouldn't whine about it on the internet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the industry that you in. So people are going to critique you. People are going to talk about you. You know, I remember the incident when she was at the grocery store and a photographer, I don't know if y'all seen it, but a photographer followed her through the grocery store and she was all mad and she was like,
I
well,
mean, Kanye's the same way.
I don't
Kanye
like to be
angry.
I don't, he, Kanye
he makes
is,
art out of it though.
Right, he gets art, exactly. And Kanye normally doesn't go on Twitter and rage about it. You know, he
doesn't
puts
go
it
on Twitter at all.
He puts it on his work.
Does he go on Twitter?
Like, he does.
Once every 2 months.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then he'll tweet something random.
But Kanye puts everything that he wants to say into his body of work, you know.
Yeah.
And like you, and like you
at his concerts.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Makes it a rant.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Or interviews.
Which is performance.
Way.
Right.
How?
It ain't Ralph though.
You ain't got the answer, Sway. You ain't got the answer. But every time I see something with Iggy in the media, it's so annoying because it's like just chill out, man. You know. And then I even heard that. Iggy and Britney Spears are planning to make a song, so I'm pretty. I want to, right?
Iggy,
I want to see.
My ears, definitely in my ears.
Because you know Eminem is always saying something about Britney Spears in the song.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that song is going to be towards Eminem, something towards Eminem. You know, so
I bet not.
I'd be glad to see something
Iggy,
like that.
Check this out though. Mariah Carey went harder at Eminem when he was.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
So like that's That's just real.
What was that name of that summer ride, man?
Why you so obsessed with me?
Yeah. That shit was kind of, that shit was hard.
She got Gucci on that track.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Gucci was hard. Yeah, Gucci was on that. Yeah. That shit was hard.
She like, she like dressed up like Eminem in the video too, right? Yeah.
It was hysterical. Honestly, that was.
I mean, but that's what you do as an artist, man. You use that and you put that in your body of music.
Yeah, you have a voice. Exactly.
So if a pop R&B diva can do it, like.
She can
get on
do
your
it.
Shit, Iggy. Yeah. Get on your shit, Iggy. What's up?
We're waiting.
We calling you out now. What's up?
I know. What's up, Iggy? God. All
right, so we're gonna go ahead and get into it. Spin Magazine. They did a list of all Eminem songs. 289 songs ranked by Spin Magazine. Normally I hate lists like these. Actually, I still hate lists like these.
Yeah, I can't stand them.
Right, because it's very opinionated. You know, it can go either way. But for the most part, I mean, I think they did a great job.
So they had no factual evidence, like sales or anything for these.
No, they just based it off, you know,
opinions, taste.
Opinions, opinions, pretty much. It was opinions. Whoever the author was, they just, you know, ranked them, and they only ranked the ones that they had to have official release date. So it had to be on a particular album or EP or compilation or a feature.
So no mixtapes.
So no mixtapes. But if the ranking was good, so
I don't know, man.
Let me. Well, right. I mean, I'm getting to. They messed up on some things, but for the most part, I thought it was pretty good. So I mean, what do you guys think?
I was surprised with the top five.
Really?
Yeah. I would have moved a lot of different songs.
Renegade
around.
Number 9 is that should be like number 1.
Yeah, it should be. The thing about this list, especially 289 songs, is that to me, like, the top 50 could have been, like, you know what I'm saying, anywhere on there. Yeah. Like, the top 50 verses could have been anywhere on the list. So I feel like the top 50 don't really count. It was the end of the list that really.
That's what I was looking at, the top 10.
Yeah.
Just focusing on the top 10, like, I even thought, like, forgot about Dre. I don't think that should have been number 1.
Would you have put in number 1?
I don't know, man. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
I was pretty mad that they had Superman at number 100.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't understand that at all.
Superman at number 100. I mean, that should have been, to me, that should have been like top 10.
I think number 1 should have been Stan. I remember that song, like, in that video. It was powerful to me. I think that was one of his strong songs.
It was a different song.
I think I'd keep Stan where it is at number 6. But I think I would move If I Had Up, like, back more. If I had.
Lower on the list?
Lower.
Really?
Not lower, like number 1, but
yeah.
Is it lower or
like
higher?
Further back.
Further back. Yeah, further back.
You don't like Stan?
I mean, Stan is good. I would keep Stan where it is, but if I had, I would keep that. That was a good song, but I don't think it's a top 10. It's not a top 10.
I don't know, man.
That's a good song. That's a real song, though.
Yeah, I shouldn't see any tracks from, like, Slim Shady LP, Marshall Mathers LP lower than, like, the top 50. Like, you know what I'm saying? True. I feel like none of those tracks should be lower than top 50.
Now the Eminem show, I feel like that whole album, the Eminem show, like all the songs on there, to me, I feel like they should have been like top 20.
Yeah, it should have been hitters.
You know, because all the Eminem show had a lot of they had a lot of singles on there.
Yeah,
you know, you had Superman, you had Clean Out My Closet.
Yeah.
You had a lot of songs on there. Square Dance.
Yeah, exactly.
Sing for the Moment. They had that at number 33. Sing for the Moment.
I don't know. Yeah, the list is kind of weird, man. Yeah. You know, they play like Lighters with Bruno Mars is 217. I feel like it should have been higher. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was an impactful song. Like, some of the songs I feel like should have been higher.
It wasn't like a big song.
It was huge. It was like one of Eminem's first comeback tracks.
I didn't think it was bigger than.
So you think it should be like in top 10?
I don't know. Hell no. I'm not saying top. Okay. That's what I said. Like, once you get to the top 50, to me, everything could just be.
Yeah.
You could just rearrange that whichever way you want.
I mean, he got too many songs. Who has time to sit and listen and do this list? I mean,
that's what he gets paid for.
A loser. Sorry.
That's what they do. Like, like Kim was number 10. Kim was number 10. Like,
yeah, I could fuck with that.
I don't know. I maybe 15.
It was
like they had the
like
real Slim Shady at number 15.
Controversial track though. Like he was like, I want to kill
that's
you,
what I'm
bitch.
Saying. But you know what I'm saying? That's where I feel like the list, like the theme of the list or whatever, like the thought behind the list, the metrics was kind of off to me, because I feel like if you like Eminem based on like his crazy shit, then you should have put his crazy shit higher on the list.
Yeah.
Or if you liked him for like his sad shit, you should have put. But like the list was like all the way around, like sad.
It was all over the place. He basically pressed his iPod and he wrote the list. He was short. report on articles that we know how it go.
Because when I first saw it, I noticed just two songs. I noticed Superman. I noticed Guilty Conscience. To me, Guilty Conscience at the right spot, number 25. Because to me, Guilty Conscience.
Guilty Conscience could be higher than that. It could be higher. Yeah, easy.
And then I saw My Name Is. What is it? I thought that was number 15. I thought that could have been like number 10, top 10.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah. How was Shake That Ass at number 152? Shake That Ass should have been higher than that. Him and Nate Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
That should have been way higher. It's fucking absurd. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these lists, they can get you so mad because it's only opinionated.
If you would have specified, like, I did it based on, like, how hot the record was at the time how crazy it was or whatever. Made a little more sense, but
is how I got through my breakup, you know.
Yeah,
or if they would have did about albums, they would have chose like maybe three albums.
Oh yeah, that would
like
been
his best albums
better.
The Eminem Show, Martha Mathers LP,
and then taking like a top 10 from all of
I think that would have been better, you know, because I do all 289 songs. Like,
yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like most of these songs, bro, I had to go back and I forgot about
really that. I thought We Ain't, because I ain't heard We Ain't in a long time with Game and M. I was like, damn, that shit was a banger, but it was like 200 something on the list. Then I heard it and I was like, nah, that shit's kind of whack. Like, so some of the songs I had to go back and revisit and like
I forgot about out. No Love with remember that song with him and Eminem, No Love. That was at 173. Jimmy Crack Corn, y'all remember that?
Yeah, I remember that track. Thinking. Yeah,
that shit was hot. I like that. I like that.
It's alright. It's alright.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, so, this list is weird, man.
Yeah, but I don't know. We got to make our own list, though, man.
Yeah, exactly.
we got to find an artist and.
I don't have time. I'm gonna press iPod and I'll come up with something.
Let's do Plies. Let's do Plies best songs.
He ain't got that many.
Yeah, so it'll be easy for us. I know. Let's work.
Well, he got Shawty. He got Bless It Baby.
And
Becky.
That's it.
Becky. That's Becky number one all day.
Oh, I like that. Shawty. That's Shawty.
Bless It Baby was a hitter.
Shawty. Yeah.
We're gonna do Plies list next week. Be on the lookout for that.
Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, exactly.
So Nick, what would you say top five? Your top five Eminem tracks.
Top five, man, that's hard, man. Like I was like, I think Eminem might be the best rapper ever. So for me to just say five songs, like it's hard. I really can't do it.
But if you had to pick though, just five.
Are you mad about Forgot About Dre?
Huh?
Are you mad at Forgot About Dre?
No, I'm not mad.
I don't know if it should have been, because when it got to number one, I wasn't even paying attention to the numbers anymore. I was just like, sure. But see, I don't know if I would put Forgot About Dre in my top five, but that's personally.
Me, that's what
like, I would totally. I wasn't mad at that. I'm surprised. Lose Yourself was what? Top 10, but it wasn't.
That
top
was
five.
That was 11.
Yeah, see I would have put that. Lose Yourself would have been top five. I think I would have put Mushrooms in, would have been in my top five. Guilty Conscience probably would have been in my top five.
I don't know, everybody's so in love with Guilty
Conscience. Concept, bro. That concept. Like was, no one done that before. I would have put Stan in my top five.
Stan for sure.
And I don't know, man. It's just so hard to try to like put Eminem.
Let me tell you my top five. I would put Clean Out My Closet, my top five. Renegade, my top five. Stan, my top five. Sing for the Moment. And either Superman or Real Slim Shady.
What about Don't Give a Fuck?
Oh, that was hard too.
That's or Kill You. Like, you know what I'm saying? Kill
not,
You.
Not
probably,
in my top five.
I think I would have put Kill You in my top five.
Not my top five.
I don't know.
Maybe not my top five.
It's so hard to say. Yeah. Like, it's really not fair to just be like, give me five
he
Eminem
got better.
Songs. Yeah.
Is he in love yet? What's going on with him?
I don't know.
Who's Eminem fucking? Like,
somebody got him calm now.
Yeah.
Keep me low key.
So, warm up edition, topic number one, Ariana Grande and Jesse J. Dark Child, basically the producer of The Boy's Mind, the classic hit The Boy's Mind. He's going to be coming up on his 20th anniversary, and he's trying to basically redo The Boy's Mind. So, what do y'all guys think about that?
I mean,
yeah.
Thanks for interrupting, Primetime. But, I mean,
look, there's nothing that says you can't do a cover. Anybody can cover a song. Having said that, I would not have chosen Ariana Grande and Jesse J to cover "The Boy Is Mine."
Well, that's what I was going to say. Anybody?
Can they can sing. No, that's one positive.
I don't think I think the point is they're not the right type of females to cover.
Rodney want a check. Period. That's what I think. He wants a check. Nothing wrong with that. But I mean, it's like. I mean, how they did the Aaliyah movie. You're disgracing the honor of The Boy Is Mine by replacing Monica and Brandy with Ariana.
I mean, it's not like Monica and Brandy are dead. I mean, you know, have them like re-record a new version or do a part two,
a remix, or something.
Yeah, a remix, something. Yeah,
or future.
Exactly, or just get somebody who's worth. Because I don't think.
I mean, they're big artists. They're big right now.
Yeah, they are big artists.
I just think he's just playing into the fact that they're hot right now.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
And he want to check, and yeah, he wants exactly. to resurge his career because he ain't hot. Timbaland's still hot. Swiss Beats is still hot.
Right. Darkchild, he did a lot of records though, man. So
I mean,
he does records,
but he's not getting that fame like he was back in the day.
Everyone needs a spark, you know, yeah. to come back. Yeah. Well, I mean, who would you have on it instead?
You know, I was thinking, and I don't know. I don't really know.
I would just have them do it again with a remix.
Yeah, I would have Brandy and Monica do it again because they can still sing. I mean, everybody still love Brandy and Monica, so why not have them do it again? But I was thinking about that. I was like, man, who should do a remake? And I was like,
Beyonce and...
Well, Beyonce too big. She's not going to do
that. Yeah, she wouldn't do that.
Yeah, she wouldn't do it.
That'd be kind of below her.
Yeah,
be kind
of below her, right? Yeah. They're below her.
Get Michelle and Kelly Rowland to do it.
the rejects from
I wish
from
you could
Destiny
see Jay's face to that.
I probably have Ariana and Jessie J do that.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. Like, you know, Ariana's a good singer. Jessie J's a decent singer, good singer too. She probably has a better voice. But I'm with you. It's just like... That's, I don't know. It just doesn't fit. It just doesn't seem like, and they could prove us wrong.
And I think, yeah, that too. But I do like Sam Smith doing Whitney Houston.
Me too. That was the part when I read it, I was like, I want to hear how he sounds on that.
He's perfect for doing that Whitney Houston song. I don't know though, man. I mean, I guess,
he's a producer. He knows what he's doing, supposedly. So
I wonder if he's going to keep the same track or he's going to remix the track or.
Maybe hot. Yeah, who knows?
I wonder what he's going to do.
I would hope at least, you know, do something a little different because you don't want like a straight. I mean, because then you just like, I'd rather just listen to the original version. You know?
I think they'll put a twist on it. Yeah. I mean, it's his 20 years, so he has to make it hot. So we'll see.
I guess we will. All right. So Juvie, we talked about this like 2 weeks ago. Juvie signed back with Cash Money. I believe my man Nick Nickum and B. Brown said that Juvie is gone. So basically the single, his first single came out called Show Me Love. Drake is doing the chorus and I think he's killing it.
Man, they gave him a throwaway chorus, throwaway hook. Show me love, show me. I mean, that's all he's saying, the same thing over and over.
Well, that's the chorus.
But he couldn't come up with nothing else. Like all the hooks he got, they
like a little
nice.
Bridge or a
yeah,
little...
like
man, that shit.
He got Juvie to throw away.
Like it's kind of verse.
He got Juvie to throw away.
They kind of alley ooped it because it was like
exactly. I mean,
I'm gonna throw you a bone. That's what they did.
Well, yeah. I mean, because they're trying to rejuvenate Juvie's career. So
why they give him something hot?
That was hot.
No.
That beat.
Not saying the same thing over and over again.
He's kind of the third best part of the song.
Who?
Juvie.
No, I mean, I like
I mean, it, I'd, I
like
say, the, I'd like say the beat's slow. Probably the best, and then I'd probably the say the hook.
Okay, cool.
So but you
I,
like the
I,
hook.
I take that. I take that.
You know, I mean, and I say this to someone that likes Juvenile. I'm just saying, like.
I take that.
I kind of would like, I don't know, something more him. Whereas like
I thought
it
was
kind of felt I don't know, it felt kind of generic.
So you feel like that's a good single for him to come back to?
I do.
No,
I felt like it was hot, man. That was him. He had the same flow. He sounded good.
He could have came with something better than
that song. That was the right beat for London on the track. Remember, last time I said I didn't think London on the track can actually. I didn't like him producing the whole Juvenile album because I felt like Juvenile needed somebody like a Manny or, you know, somebody who was already.
Yeah, but they're not going to cut the check for Manny though.
No, they're not. But I'm just saying though, I didn't feel like London on the track was the right producer for Juvie, but. You know, he proved me wrong with this song.
I want to hear more from him. It's just that song just felt kind of, it's dead. Good, but it's kind of generic. Like, I felt like you could slide anybody into that because it just kind of felt like an alley-oop. And I mean,
they
I like
him,
Juvenile. I just, I want to hear more of him.
They gave him leftovers from Lil Wayne's album. That's what
that could
did.
Be true.
I think so.
Like Carter Five, like scraps.
Hey man, fuck what they said. That song is hot. If it was, I was trying to look for it on iTunes. It wasn't on iTunes though, so you know.
And it never.
I mean,
will
it depends
be.
On how much. You gotta like think too. I mean, how much is like Cash Money gonna push him? Is he going? I mean, he's obviously not going to get the Lil Wayne treatment.
No.
But is he going to get, you know, more like
he's gonna get
Drake,
Tiger
Nicki
and
Minaj push because he sold just as much as they have now in a different era, but he's still. You know,
well, I think that counts though. It's in a different.
Yeah, area. Yeah, yeah. But is he going to get like sidelined, like how Tyga's been complaining?
Well,
or,
he has to earn it, man. You know? That's what we talked about last time. You have to earn your position.
So. Oh, I know. It's just, I don't know. It's.
You think he has it in him?
I think what happens is they'll push
you.
You
want to be honest?
Honest.
On his what?
No, I don't.
Does he have it in him?
I want to say yes. I mean, look at like, you know, Juicy J, but I don't know. It's gonna be tough.
It's tough.
It's tough for rappers like that, like
to rejuvenate.
Yeah, to come back like that.
The only reason I'm saying yes is because he's back home. So that's where he started.
That's true. That's true.
If he was somebody else with another label, then
I mean he put them on. You know,
exactly.
I mean, him.
Everybody. He put everybody on.
He is the one that took him to national prominence. Exactly. So, I mean, it's good they re-signed him. Just, you know, yeah, bring him home.
Showing some love, man. Yeah, but y'all go check out Show Me Love, man. It's hot, man. And then BET, I think everybody's seen this coming. So BET's 14-year music variety show, 106 in part. Basically, they're kind of canceling the show for TV. Halfway. And they're going to halfway. And then they're going to actually transition it to online digital. Actually, I think they're kind of late in the game for that.
I thought it was already canceled.
They should have probably did that maybe a couple of years ago.
When is the last time I watched 106 in part? I'm just saying. But, I mean, artists need a platform and they don't really have one. This is the last one standing. TRL's on gone, TV, you know. So, I mean, Revolt, we'll see what they do. But
they play more just like videos, though. They haven't really.
They have like a newsy talk show where artists come in.
That's true.
But they don't really have a platform to go promote themselves. And that's unfortunate. So, but we have social media, we have online presence. So, we'll see.
And you have more like nationwide, like when back in the 90s, like let's say you go and do an interview in New York, that's just the only people that got to hear it, you know.
Right.
We're in New York. Whereas now, you know, everybody knows when someone's going on the Breakfast Club and then they throw the interview up, you know, that day. So it's like, you know, that's kind of the new, like promotion. 106 in Park. Yeah. Or like when they go, you know, the different, like they go see Sway or they go, you know, they come out here to see Big Boy, you know?
Yeah, everything is definitely online. I just think they was kind of later doing it. But at the same time, V had a good point because they're the only music show on TV at the time. So they probably was thinking that, looking at it like in that situation. But
do y'all think it's no place on TV for music? Because I feel like if it was hot, I could see it still going on, but I think they should have canceled it after Free and AJ.
I feel like it's still a place for, because I mean, you still have media. TV is still the like top platform of media, you know.
Yeah,
when you get on TV, it's like,
it's like legitimized to everything,
you know what I'm saying? So I think people, even us, we look at mostly video, like I don't even look at videos anymore like I used to. But if I do,
because they don't put it on there for us.
But if I do, I go online or I go to work.
Because if they put a show, okay, back in the day they had the different times. They had Midnight Love with the R&B. Then they had uncut late night. So they had the different segments for us to watch videos. Yeah. And that, now we don't have it. So of course we're gonna go to online. That's the only place we got to turn.
And I mean, like the whole like video industry is kind of like, because music doesn't sell as well, so they don't have as much money to spend on like videos. Mm-hmm. So you watch like a video, like how like Diddy was spending like $2 million on music videos in the 90s. Like you can't do that anymore.
Nah.
Yeah. Like your album sales aren't that good. Exactly. Yeah. So there's no budget for it. So you get like lower quality content, or you have to be like a lot more creative. You know,
and then you just got to go with, I mean, the world has changed.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the world is kind of digitally now, so you got to, you know.
And I mean, the show hasn't been relevant, what, 5 years?
I know. I mean, actually, more than that, probably.
I mean, I haven't watched it since, Free and AJ and, like,
but Soul Julissa Train, and, I mean, Soul I Train went for years. I mean, how long did Soul Train go? For a while.
It went for a while, but it didn't go for a while for people to actually watch it. Like it was on air for a while, but I think
it was like syndicated, right?
Yeah, it was like syndicated. Don Cornelius kind of like went off of Soul Train, and they had what's the pretty boy name?
Shamar Moore. Yeah,
he was hosting it.
Yeah, I feel like a show after a while it gets stale. I get it, but there needs to be some sort of replacement. Like I feel like BET.
Yeah, what are they replacing with it?
They're
gonna show more episodes of like the game or what?
I'm saying. Like they need a replacement. They should have been thinking, okay, it's time for this to go. So let's find something hot that we can still have
themselves. They should have had like another type of music show replace it. You know, you don't have to have like a countdown show anymore. You could have made something else or something more like, you know, like artist spotlight. You know, they do like a longer style, like interview.
Call us, BT. We'll help you. We need money anyway, so holler at us.
They probably have something in the works going on.
I mean, you think.
We talk on there. We can bring artists.
Yeah, seriously.
put us on that, yeah.
But it'd be interesting to see, like, this digital thing. I bet you it's not going to last.
It's not.
They're going to do it for a little while.
I mean, I just think the 106 and Par brand, it lasted a long time. 14 years.
I mean, look how much longer it lasted than TRL.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You know?
It lasted a long. And actually, I think TRL could have lasted. I think that was MTV's. They just wanted
to pull the plug.
But MTV has other shows. We don't have anything else on BET to watch. There's rerun after rerun.
Be honest with you, I don't watch BET anyway.
It's exactly, because there's nothing to watch.
Nothing to watch. But that was
besides like the award shows.
Yeah,
that's really it.
And that's twice it. A year.
Yeah.
So that's
I don't watch anything. I don't watch anything on BET. Nothing. I don't. No TV shows. No nothing.
They don't have any creativity.
Yeah. They used to have such a good after. Like, I really liked watching them back in the day because they actually showed a lot of music videos. Yep. They were showing a lot more music videos than MTV was, and then they had different types of shows, like different types of music shows. And then now it sucks that all of that wiped away.
Yeah, they even had a Caribbean show.
Because Viacom owns BET now. That has a big thing to do.
It looks like BET's going down the toilet.
Make sure y'all go subscribe to our page, man, at Oh Yeah We Talk on iTunes. You can just type it in and come right up. And just download it, man.